Hey everyone, welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. The regular season is here. Lots of fun stuff to get to, including your questions. Here we go. Question number one comes from Noah. Would you say that Dalvin Cook has solidified the starting running back spot? Well, Dalvin has been impressive so far in his Vikings tenure. Off-season program, training camp, preseason, it's all been good for number 33. I think he's going to have a good rookie season. Now, is he the starter? I don't know. The starter means you're on the field for the first play of the game. I don't know how much that matters. What does matter is the workload and how it's distributed. And I think with Jerick McKinnon, Latavius Murray, and Cook, the Vikings have three capable backs, and their distribution in terms of carries and touches will change from week to week. Question number two comes from Brock. How are we sure that Coach Zim and his staff have selected the right five guys for the O-line going into the 2017 regular season? Well, these guys have been looking at it all offseason and all summer at training camp in the preseason, and this is what they've determined is the best combination. So let's roll with it. I'm excited about how it looks. It's new, only one holdover from last year, and we know they want to improve from last year, so I like that it's not status quo. Releasing Alex Boone says more to me about Pat Elflein and Nick Easton than it does about Boone. The Vikings must like what they see in the youngster Elflein and in veteran Nick Easton. Dan from Illinois has question number three. With a deep and full defensive backfield, do you see the Vikings running mostly nickel and dime packages? Well, remember, Dan, the personnel you use on defense is largely determined by the formation and personnel grouping the offense puts on the field. So even though you want to set a tempo on defense, you're reacting to the offensive personnel. With that being said, when the Vikings get into their subgroups, nickel and dime packages, they have a lot of talent on the field and a lot of versatility. So I like the creativity Mike Zimmer has when we are in sub. The next question comes from Cody in Jacksonville, Florida. Under Mike Zimmer as Vikings head coach, how many rookies have started more than half the games in their first season? I know a lot of people question why the Vikings don't play rookies more often, but if you really look at it, Zim plays a lot of rookies. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater started, I believe, 12 games as a rookie. Anthony Barr started 12. Eric Kendricks started most of his games as a rookie and led us in tackles. Danielle Hunter had 6.5 sacks in his rookie season, so I think Mike Zimmer places a lot of trust in his young players, and I think this year's rookie class, including Dalvin Cook, Pat Elflein, and two rookie receivers, will have an impact on the 2017 roster. The next question comes from James. In today's pass-oriented NFL, can the Vikings get to the Super Bowl with a solid running game and a lights-out defense? Yes. You can get to the Super Bowl with those two elements, but you also need more. You need great special teams play, you need great play from your quarterback, and you need to have the ball bounce your way a few times. All of that has to come together to get to the Super Bowl, but having a good running game and a great defense are two very important elements to have, and most Super Bowl champions had both of those during their year. And our last question comes from Curtis in Pennsylvania. What is it like going to a Vikings home game? It's on my bucket list. Well, Curtis, it should be. A Vikings home game, especially at US Bank Stadium, is outstanding. You get the skull chant, you get a loud environment, and you get to see the purple right in front of you. It's absolutely something that should be on your bucket list. And if you want to get to a home game this year, go to Vikings.com, click around, and buy tickets, or become a season ticket owner by joining the wait list. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we'll be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, stay tuned to Vikings.com. Game plan segments, press conferences, photo galleries from practice, and of course our coverage of the Vikings' first regular season game against the New Orleans Saints, all coming to you straight from us at the Vikings Entertainment Network.